Welcome home, dear. Dinner's almost ready, but do you want dinner first, or possibly a bath? I can run it for you if you like. Or, if you really want, you could have me if you want. Who am I? I'm your girlfriend. We've been together for quite a while now. I'm surprised you don't remember. Not at all. Oh. Well, you don't remember last week our date at the ballpark? Or the water park slides? Nothing at all? Nothing. Nothing at all. And my horns and tail. Oh, dear me. It seems I've botched the spell again. No, I'm sorry. It's just that... Yes, I am a demon. I've lost my job, and your loneliness, it drew me to you, and I'm homeless and rather starving now, and I just couldn't help myself. I let myself in, and I noticed you had some wards, but I thought I bypassed them properly, and I cast some spells to try and work my way into your life and your memories, but unfortunately, spells like that aren't exactly my forte. I'm sorry. If it isn't too much to ask, could I stay for at least one evening? I really have nowhere else to go. In the past few weeks, I've lost everything, and I have nothing to my name. Not that my name is worth anything anymore. My name? It's Epidemia. I'm a pestilence demon. I used to work at a local clinic for metaphysics. I wasn't very good at things, and I kept watching the progress of clients, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't trouble you with all my problems. I'm sure you've got tons of your own, but if you like, I could try and help you with yours. I know you've probably got a few of your own. After all, your loneliness is what drew me to you in the first place. I mean, not that I'm saying you're lonely or depressed or anything like that. It's just that you're so enticing, and I've been so very hungry for emotional energy. Human food, the scraps I've been able to obtain have not exactly been able to sustain me very well, and just one little meal would be all I would ask. In fact, you don't look like you'd be too unwilling to enter into a small contract with me. If you'd be willing, I would explain. You would? Oh, thank you. The contract would be, as I am a pestilence demon, I would ward you against sickness and disease of all sorts, natural and magical. Also, as my contractor, I would stay loyal to you I would not make this contract with anyone else. I would ask that you let me stay with you. Yes, I would stay here in your home, and I would cook and clean for you. That may be inappropriate to some degree, but I assure you it would be strictly professional. If you like, I would act as your maid, or possibly your live-in girlfriend. Yes. Perfectly platonic. Or, if you want more, I would offer such services as head pats and similar services. In return, I would only ask such things as feeding off of your negative emotional energies, such as loneliness, anger, hatred. This would leave you free to explore positive emotional avenues such as happiness and pleasure. No, it would not leave you empty and emotionless. I would make sure to see to that. And no, I would not feed on anything other than emotional energies. I personally guarantee it, and it would be stipulated clearly in the contract. 100% upon my name, which I'm sure is not worth much these days, but contracts such as this, I assure you, I am quite capable of. It's one of the few things I am actually good at. Spells, not so much, but the contract I am good at. And again, I would provide you with cooking and cleaning and any other demands you would place upon me. If you like, I would even call you master. That would not be necessary. Then I would address you however you like. Very well. My cooking skills. Tonight's dinner. You did not have much in your kitchens, but I was able to prepare through transformative magic a form of meatball sandwich. It may not look the best, but I assure you, it will be quite delicious. The sauce may look a bit dark. The smell? Oh, thank you. I agree, it does smell amazing. Yes, I toasted the buns as well. The cheese? No. You didn't have any mozzarella, but I was able to obtain some from, where was it? Switzerland, I believe? Oh no, I did not steal anything from anyone. I simply obtained it through normal means. I exchanged some of the monetary papers that you had on your coffee table for some of the cheese produce from Switzerland for it. It was a reasonable price, I believe, so I bought a few slices for you. And that's where that came from. Oh, yes. It is quite a delectable smell, is it not, my lord? Not to call you my lord either. We will figure that out later. So, will we be able to make the contract then? Excellent. Thank you. Then, while you eat your dinner, I will prepare the circle, and do not worry. As the contractee, as the mortal, you will be able to cancel the contract at any time. And I will act as your servant in the contract. With the state of my people's existence, with our world gone, I will be unable to file the contract, but between us, it will be fully legally binding, and I will be able to provide for you, and you will have my full support and services at your beck and call. Is there anything else that you would like to know about the contract? The money I took. Ah, yes. I probably should have asked before I took it, but your dinner was more important to me at the time, and I am so very sorry. I will ask first. If you have a food budget or anything like that, I could budget it into your monetary allowances, if you so desire. I could do your shopping for you anywhere in the world. Oh, yes. The teleporting to Switzerland thing. Well, that is part of my inherent qualities as a pestilence demon. Wherever disease happens to exist, I too can exist. It's not the most kindly ability, I admit, but yes, with disease as rampant as it has been around your world lately, it has made travel for me quite easy. It is not a situation I'd truly enjoy, but how to put it? It would benefit you as long as it lasts. No, I'm not the one spreading disease and pestilence. I am merely one of the ones that benefit from its existence. And oh, which pestilence am I? Honestly, I would rather not say. My kind tend to sprout up whenever human disease and plagues happen, and we just happen to procreate more often when things like this happen. Suffice it to say that it just, we're a natural part of your life cycle. However, while I am here, you and, if you like, anyone attached to you would be fully protected by my powers from all of those diseases and sicknesses, including the common cold and just getting sick from being out in cold weather, and natural and magical diseases for as long as we are together. Is this agreeable to you? Thank you, my dear. On my name of Epidemia, I agree to this as well. Now, please, enjoy your meal. I will prepare everything, and by the time we go to bed, everything will be prepared and everything will be complete. We will be spiritually as inseparable for as long as you so desire. Thank you. Thank you for everything, my dear. For everything that you will give me. And I promise, I swear to you that I will do everything in my power to serve you with all of my being.
Epidemia Deville, Epidemia Deville, if she doesn't make you sick, no demoness will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Epidemia, Epidemia Deville, she's like a spider waiting for the kill. Epidemia Deville.